International judges have found former Liberian leader Charles Taylor guilty of aiding and abetting war crimes during the Sierra Leone Civil War at his trial in The Hague. Mr. Taylor has been on trial at the Special Court for Sierra Leone for almost 5 years. He was accused of backing rebels who killed tens of thousands during Sierra Leone's 1991 to 2002 Civil War. The Hague judges have scheduled a sentencing hearing on May 16th, with sentence to be delivered on May 30th. We are joined by an international relations expert, Dr. Vladimir Nchidanso. Mr. Nchidanso, what do you make of the court's verdict?
Well, it was to be expected. It's something the whole world was waiting. There was no indication that Charles Taylor was going to go scot-free. When he presented a no case and it was thrown out, it was clear that the indictment was very strong. And so I'm not surprised at the verdict.
View, do you think Mr. Taylor has been treated fairly, has been given a fair trial?
Fair trial, I would say yes. But the events leading to his indictment is what was fraught with issues that were contentious. I've always maintained that where Charles Taylor is culpable, but then an international organization like the ECOWAS brokered a peace and allowed him to relinquish his position so that there will be peace in his country. So there was a sort of contract. He was in Nigeria when Liberia, which had not indicted Charles Taylor initially, asked for him. That was against international law, I believe. And then when Liberia got him, they transferred him to the international tribunal. So I thought ECOWAS was slighted, number one. Two, Charles Taylor's rights were not obeyed one way or the other. But that is in the past. Currently, he's been indicted and he's been convicted. And I believe as for the conviction, I have no quarrel about it. But so treatment, he has been treated fairly. There's no two ways about that.
With this verdict, what do you think is likely to be the outcome come May 16th?
I strongly suspect that he will be given some imprisonment. How long, I don't know. But he's going to spend some time behind bars.
There are mixed reactions in both Sierra Leone and Liberia to the announcement of the verdict. Do you think it will have any impact, the final sentencing, will have any impact on the people of Sierra Leone and Liberia?
Yes, I strongly suspect so. Two issues. The first is that those amputees and those who suffered in the hands of Charles Taylor, or who think that it was because of Charles Taylor that they suffered, both in Sierra Leone and Liberia, would jubilate a little. I mean, they would have a little kind of relief. Those his followers will also be peeved one way or the other. But then it will send a signal that, after all, nobody will get away with such crime. So I strongly suspect that it will have that impact. Even though it will not take the crime away, it will not take the physical effect of his crimes away, I believe that it will send a good signal.
All right, Dr. Nchidanso, thank you very much for your time.
You are very welcome.
Well, as said by him, tempers are said to be high in Sierra Leone as the verdict was being read. According to the BBC, there was continuous chanting and verbal exchanges. A rainbow is said to have appeared as the verdict was read. A Sierra Leonean explains the significance of the rainbow.
The rainbow is delivered with the rainbow in the Liberian application. Whenever anything occurs that affects the nation, make the nation prosper, we can assume you should come out. And it signifies that something about the nation is about to happen or has happened.
Will the verdict on Mr. Charles Taylor mean anything to Sierra Leoneans?
One of the agents that we are waiting to happen, and the verdict will make me feel better, which is for justice rather than the justice owner.
Well, we were able to be here, but we know we're able to be as much, because as any time we see the people, or when we remember the things modern people they are doing, we never feel happy at all.
Anytime we see any of them around and we think about what they've done to us, it's terrible. The pain is too much for us. Whatever happens, to some extent, justice has been done today.
We bring you a write-up on the man Charles Taylor.
Born on the 28th of January 1948, Charles MacArthur Ganke Taylor was the 22nd president of Liberia, serving from August 1997 until his resignation in August 2003. Taylor earned a degree at Bentley College in the United States before returning to Liberia to work in the government of Samuel Doe. After being removed for embezzlement, he eventually arrived in Libya, where he was trained as a guerrilla fighter. He returned to Liberia in 1989 as the head of a Libyan-backed group, the National Patriotic Front of Liberia, to overthrow the Doe regime, initiating the first Liberian civil war. Following Doe's execution, Taylor gained control of the country and became one of the prominent warlords in Africa. Following a peace deal that ended the war, Charles Taylor was elected president in a general election. During his term of office, Taylor was accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity as a result of his involvement in the Sierra Leone Civil War. Domestically, opposition to his regime grew, resulting in the outbreak of the Second Liberian War in 1999. By 2003, he had lost much control of the countryside and was formally indicted by the Special Court for Sierra Leone. That year, he resigned as a result of growing international pressure and went into exile in Nigeria. In 2006, the newly elected president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, formally requested his extradition. Upon his arrival in Monrovia, he was transferred to the custody of the mission in Liberia and immediately flown to Sierra Leone. Charles Taylor is currently being held in the UN detention unit on the premises of the penitentiary institution Haaglanden in The Hague, where he has been on trial before the Special Court for Sierra Leone for his role in the civil war.
A write-up on the former president of Liberia, Charles Taylor.